So let's review. Our Gemara, which began with the Mishnah at the bottom of Daf Yoreh Amud Beis, introduced us to a well-known machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding what physical position a person must assume while saying Kriyat Shema. It says in the Torah, "V'debarta bam b'shivtecha b'veisecha v'lechtecha v'derech u'v'shachbecha u'v'kumecha." Beis Shammai say that since the Torah uses the words u'v'shachbecha u'v'kumecha, when you lay down and when you get up, as opposed to using the more common erev v'vayker, morning and evening, it teaches us that be'erev kol odem yatav yikra u'v'vayker yamid. In the evening, everyone should say Kriyat Shema while laying down, and in the morning while standing up. The Beis Hillel, on the other hand, say kol odem kara kedarkei. One can read the Shema in any position, standing, sitting, laying, or walking, because since the pasuk says u'v'lechtecha v'derech, which would mean while going on the way, it means to teach us that you may say Kriyat Shema in any position you find yourself in. Other important ideas to come out from this discussion are ha'isik b'mitzvah patam en ha'mitzvah. If you are in the midst of doing one mitzvah, then you are exempt from doing another mitzvah, which is learned out from the words b'shivtecha b'veisecha, sitting in your home, which implies that one is not actively doing any mitzvah at that moment. He's then obligated to perform a mitzvah, which in our case is Kriyat Shema, prat lo'isik b'mitzvah, as opposed to if one is actively involved in doing a mitzvah. Also the idea of tarid tirdi de mitzvah. Not only do we say ho'isik b'mitzvah patam in a mitzvah when one is actively busy doing a mitzvah, but also if one is only mentally preoccupied with an upcoming mitzvah, such as a chasen on the night of his wedding, he is also exempt from the mitzvah of saying Kriyat Shema. However, being preoccupied with your own private affairs, Torah tirdi de rishus, would not exempt you from your obligation to perform a mitzvah. The Gemara next refers to an incident mentioned in the Mishnah. Amar Reb Tarfon, Ani ha'yisi bo baderech ve'hitisi likris kedivei Beis Shammai. Reb Tarfon was once traveling on the road. When the time came for Kriyat Shema shel Arvus, he lay down to read the Shema in accordance with the opinion of the Beis Shammai. And v'sakanti ba'atzmi b'nei ha'listim, and put myself in danger of being attacked by bandits. The Chacham said to him, if you would indeed have been harmed, you would have been deserving of it, because you did not follow the halacha k'divrei Beis Hillel, who hold that you can say Kriyat Shema in any position. The Gemara relates a similar incident, where Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azari were relaxing together one evening. When the time came, Rabbi Elazar ben Azari laid down to say Kriyat Shema, while Rabbi Shmuel, who had been laying down, stood up to say Kriyat Shema. Rabbi Shmuel explained that although the Beis Hillel allows saying Kriyat Shema in all positions, including laying down, when you deliberately lay down, you are showing that you want to act in accordance with the Beis Shammai, and that is not acceptable. And also, had I remained laying down, our students would have incorrectly believed that I approve of your action, and that in this case, the halacha does follow Beis Shammai. Therefore, I made a deliberate effort to stand up to show that the halacha is like the Beis Hillel. The Gemara concludes this discussion by presenting a machlokes between Rabbi Yecheskel and Rabbi Yosef, where Rabbi Yecheskel holds, that if one did according to the Beis Shammai, he would still be Yotze. Whereas according to Rabbi Yosef, if one did indeed did like the Beis Shammai, he would not be Yotze Kriyat Shema at all. The next Mishnah discusses Birchas Kriyat Shema, the brachas we recite before and after Kriyat Shema. Zog the Mishnah. In the morning we say two brachas before Kriyat Shema, Yotze Erev Erechayshech and Ahav Rabba, plus one bracha after the Shema, Emes V'yatzev. In the evening, we have two brachas before Kriyat Shema, Hamar Avarav and Havas Olam, and two after Emes Vemuna, which the Mishnah calls a bracha arucha, a long bracha, and Hashkivenu, which the Mishnah calls a bracha ketsara, a short bracha. The Mishnah concludes that we must read the text of all brachas as prescribed by Chazal. Therefore, a long bracha should not be shortened, and a short bracha should not be lengthened. Also, a bracha that concludes with Baruch Atah Hashem may not have that ending omitted, and the bracha that does not end in Baruch Atah Hashem may not have that phrase added to it. The Gemara begins by discussing the first of the two brachas said before the Shema in the morning. The bracha of Yotze Erev Erechayshech is loosely based on the pasuk in Yeshayah. However, there the pasuk says Yotze Erev Erechayshech. The word Neiger means twilight, as opposed to Chayshech, darkness. Rava explains Kedei Laharskir Midas Yom Balayla Umidas Laila Bayom. We look to mention Hashem's reign over light at night, as well as his over darkness by day, to emphasize that Hashem is the creator of every aspect of the creation. Therefore, we say Yetze Erev Erechayshech in the morning, and Goyel Erev Nechayshech in the evening. For the second of the two brachas before the Shema, the Gemara presents two versions, Ahav Rabba and Ahav Asylum, with either of them being acceptable according to the Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara continues, Omer Behuda Meshmul, Hishkim Lishnus Achalekar Kriyat Shema Tzarech Levarach. Before a person is permitted to learn Torah in the morning, he must say Birchas HaTorah. However, if he already davened before he said Birchas HaTorah, He can be yaitzah with the Ahava Rabbah, since in the bracha of Ahava Rabbah, we ask Hashem to help us learn and understand Torah, therefore one can be yaitzah with it b'diavad. The Gemara then asks, "My mavarch, what is the proper bracha of Birchas HaTorah?" Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmul, La'asoik b'divrei Seir. Rav Yochanan adds, V'harivno. Rav Menuna says, Ashabacha bon mikolam. The Gemara concludes, Hilkach l'mrenu l'kulu. Therefore, all three brachas should be said, as indeed we do. Rav Menuna adds that the bracha of Asher Bacha Bon Mekol HaAmim is really the best of the brachas, and therefore we say this bracha when being Oyel LaTorah, called up to the Torah. The Gemara at the end of our blot returns to the original subject of Birchas Kriyishma, Yitzhara Nahav Rabba, and quotes in Mishnah Masechtas Tamid, which lists the tefillas the Kahanim said each morning during the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar. The Mishnah mentions that only one bracha that Kriyishma was said, and our Gemara then presents a machlokes as to whether it was a Havarabba, or if it was Yetzir Uvarich Hashach.